Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Tova. It is so good to have you with me once again for a year in the Word. I thank you so much for joining me in this journey through a year in the Word. We started in January the 1st, 2018, and we intend to complete the Word of God, the entire Holy Bible, through December 31st. I so appreciate each and every one of you that have joined me. I am praying for you through this journey, that God gives you breakthrough, that He gives you healings, that He gives you understanding, discernment, that He gives you revelations from on high, and that He changes your life forever. God bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Before I do that, we are coming from Psalms chapters 33 through 35. Psalms chapters 33 through 35, and I am coming once again from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Now, let's pray. Let's give honor and glory to God, to whom all honor and glory is due. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, O God, and we give you praise. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to open our eyes on in the land of the living on today. We thank you, Lord God, for the air that is circulating through our lungs and supplying our cells throughout our bodies. We give you glory, O God, for the manifestation of your presence. Even when we don't see you, you are there. When we can't feel you, you are there. Oh, Lord God, we thank you because you are in control of all things, and you are our provider, our keeper. You are our strength. You are our hope. Oh, Lord God, you are strength when we feel that we are at our weakest. You make us strong. You make us able to continue when we feel like we can't go on. Lord, you strengthen us. You keep us. You provide for us. Lord, and we give you glory and we give you praise, most of all for the great salvation that you formed in the earth just for us, sacrificing, Lord God, your life so that we might have life, so that our relationship with the Father is no longer alienated. God, we give you glory and we give you praise for your grace, your unmerited favor that you've given to each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because all sin is worthy of death, and yet your grace abounds, and we give glory to you, O God. Oh, Lord, we're asking, Lord Jesus, as we're before you for the reading of the word on today, oh, Lord, that you move in each and every one of us, open our minds and our hearts, redirect us, Lord God, restore us, renew us, revive us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, regenerate us today. Father, open our minds and our hearts to receive of your word, knowledge, wisdom, and most of all, understanding, because your word tells us with all our getting to get understanding. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, move in our minds, Lord God, and in every synapse, Lord God, every firing, every beat of our heart, every breath that we take in and out, move in us, oh God. Oh, Lord, that we come closer to you. Your word says if we draw nigh unto you, that you would draw nigh to us. If we draw near to you, that you would draw near to us. Here we are, Lord. We're here right now in your presence, Lord God, that you might move in us. Oh, Lord, forgive us every sin of omission and commission. Wash us, Lord God, and make us clean and entire. Make us clean and whole before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give us understanding of your word that we might walk thereby. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and give us a mind to be obedient, a mind to seek your face, a mind to do your word, to do your will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every soul, Lord God, that is gathered around their radios, around their computers. Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, move in their lives. Lord God, lift up their heads. Lord God, lift them in their right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, make a way. Lord God, heal them of every sickness, Lord God, and every affliction. Uplift it, Lord. Break the chains. Destroy the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, in Jesus' name, here we are, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, you would be in the midst. And, Lord God, I thank you because I feel your presence even right now. We bless your name, oh, God. We bless your name with all that we know how. Lord God, teach us, show us how to do it better, Lord, because we want to praise you more. We want to praise you better. Lord God, we want to give more of ourselves to you, more time, Lord God, more quality of self, Lord God, more surrender. Help us, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Oh, we are coming from Psalms chapters 33 through 35, and I am reading from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. We shall begin our reading now. Glory to God. Psalms 33 through 35. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, for praise from the upright is beautiful. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make melody to him with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in truth. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the goodness. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plan of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The people he has chosen as his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven. He sees all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth, fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. The Lord at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger. And those who seek, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? And your lips from speaking deceit, just depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the right shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those who strive with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Also draw out the spear and stop those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. Let them be like chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause they have hidden their net for me in a pit. They have dug without cause for my life. Let destruction come upon them unexpectedly, and let his net that he has hidden catch himself. Into that very destruction let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him? Yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him. Fierce witnesses rise up. They ask me things that I do not know. They reward me evil for good to the sorrow of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayer would return to my own heart. I paced about as though he were my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one who mourns for his mother. But in my adversary they rejoiced and gathered together. Attackers gathered against me and did not know it. They tore at me and did not cease. With ungodly markers at feast, they gnashed at me with their teeth. O Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue me from these destructions. My precious life from lions, I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. Let them not rejoice over me who are wrongfully my enemies, nor let them wink with the eye who hate me without cause. For they do not speak peace, but they devise deceitful matters against the quiet ones in the land. They also open their mouth wide against me and say, aha, aha, our eyes have seen it. This you have seen, O Lord. Do not keep silence. O Lord, do not be far from me. Stir up yourself and awake to my vindication, to my cause, my God and my Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord my God, according to your righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, so we would have it. Let them not say we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who rejoice at my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who exalt themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. and let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. I have read and you have heard from Psalms chapters 33 through 35. I read from the New King James Version of the Word of God. And may the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts in the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I hope you will continue with me on this journey through a year in the word. Amen.